might as well start with Tropical Cyclone Donna. Donna is now a very intense Category 5 storm. Central pressure, a phenomenal 935 millibar. That's 935 millibar. Definitely getting down in pressure for sure. Winds 105 knots, 105. Now she's moving south-southeast from the last estimated position, pretty accurate because it now has an eye, and that makes tracking certainly a lot easier. 18 degrees, 48 minutes, and 167 degrees east even. Moving about 7 knots at the moment, probably going to pick up speed. The next day, it'll pick up speed, I'm sure. Now, tomorrow, the estimated position will be 2-4 south and 172 east. And by Thursday, 2-8 south and 176 east. That's 28 by 176. So, again, the model, the tracking models have been fairly accurate. Even the global models, ECMWF, GFS, they've all been pretty accurate about its location in the Thursday time frame. Now, as I mentioned, the eye is quite evident on satellite imagery as to why the cyclone is really, really wrapped up. The feeder clouds are quite interesting to watch. If you are near internet, I'm sure those of you on streaming are, it's worth a look. So anyhow, Donna, the location is just about due north of Ubaya. That's in the Loyalties. Probably reaching Ubaya by this afternoon. Now, French modeling expect Donna to probably start weakening just a wee bit, maybe start tomorrow. Ubaya, though, is probably going to see winds of about 70 knots plus today. And the Noumea area expect gusts out of the southeast to 60 knots, 6-0. Wednesday, we should see a bit of relief, not only there, but in the Prony area as well. Prony gets a lot of protection, so you may wonder what all the fuss is about in there at times. Anyhow, the winds are estimated 30 to 40 knots by then. There may be a wind shift on Thursday. Northwest winds, probably 15 to 20. And with some luck, the sun may peak out. Friday expect west-southwest winds. Again, about 15 to 20 knots, and partly cloudy conditions with more than likely showers. Torrential rain up to then. Well, now for New Zealand, our high is going to be moving east of the Bay of Plenty as the next depression virtually forces its way toward the South Island. Now, by late Thursday, the depression will be centered nearly over Cape Reinga. The high, that's a 10:30, will be near 38 and 165 west. That's 38 south and 165 west. Now, winds are going to be northerly quadrant all the way from New Zealand to Fiji. So, on the nose for sure. Expect showers to start Thursday. Heavy rain by Thursday night over the North Island. Wind continues and rain Friday. The wind is going to shift from the northeast to the south-southwest on Friday. So Friday we'll see the shift, 20 to 25 knots. Just offshore, expect probably about 2-meter seas. Now also on Thursday, Donna is going to phase into a subtropical depression, again because of the colder water and the bit of shear that we're starting to see in the upper levels. Estimated location on Thursday, 30 south, 177 east. So that's 30 and 177 east. Cyclonic winds, of course, probably over 40 knots, maybe a little bit more. Now, by 6 a.m. Saturday, Donna looks to lie just east of East Cape. Winds offshore, Opua, all the way up to about 25 south, expect south to south-southwest at 20 to 25 knots near the New Zealand end, and about 20 knots up there at 25 south. Now, again, even though Donna is weakening, the seas are still pretty heavy out there. On Friday, on the rum line at about 30 south, expect up to 6 meters. By Saturday, at the same position, the seas should ease to about 3 to 4 meters. And by Sunday, maybe about 3 meters. So the seas will certainly be coming down as the storm moves to the southeast. Now, up in the islands, I think we've covered Newcal pretty well. We'll be keen to hear how the yachts have fared through today. So hopefully tomorrow we'll get some reports. And hopefully everyone has taken adequate precautions. There's a couple of bolt holes that you could have gone to or are in, hopefully. Being tucked up into prone is a good spot. In any case, I hope everyone stays safe. This is a lot of wind. Now, we've heard from virtually no one in Vanuatu. Winds today up in the northern provinces, northerly, actually about 30 knots. The central area picks up northeast to about 45, and Anishim southeast 40 to 50. Shifting northeast tomorrow, 30 to 40. Moving east now, the weak tropical disturbance that we talked about yesterday is still there. The estimated position last night was 15 degrees 54 south and 175 30 minutes west. The winds are in the 30 knot category, cyclonic circulation. Now, this position is just south of Samoa, a little bit north of Niue. The track is heading toward Fiji. Now, this is not a pleasant system, really. Models estimate winds over northern Tonga to be southeast up to 40 knots later today. Tongatapu, not so bad, but still not very great. Southeast, about 30 knots, about 30 knots. Winds over Tonga on Wednesday will shift to the east, to the east-southeast, about 30 knots. Now, the area of high winds is drifting toward the eastern Lau, and they will be bringing 35 knots out of the east-southeast, and probably easing just a wee bit, 30 knots by lunch on Wednesday there. This depression should be northwest of the Asawas on Thursday, and it's bringing northeast winds to the northern group and easterlies in the southern group. Kindabu early Thursday, Kindabu easterlies about 25 to 30 knots. Now on Friday, winds will ease for most of Fiji. Expect northeasterlies 15 to 20, and they'll lighten yet on Saturday. Was Saturday the 13th. So a little bit lighter, say around the 15 knot range at that point. So that pretty much sums it up. I think most of the boats that we've been talking to, communicating with on email, have arrived or have just or will arrive very shortly. Winds still remain a favorable direction for that, but changing radically as the tropical cyclone moves southeast. As far as the departure goes for those still waiting to leave New Zealand, still a possibility on Saturday. It's going to be a little bit choppy out there, but the winds will give you a push up toward the islands, and it should be for a week. It should be halfway decent to head north, and that includes New Caledonia. So we'll see as next couple of days roll on. We'll see what Saturday really looks like. I'm sure those of you that are primed to go really can't wait. So we'll be tracking for you. Okay, any questions or comments come now, and I'll pass this over to the Chief.
Wow, nobody's out there. Everyone's snug as a bug in a rug, hopefully. So not much even coming up from the folk streaming. They're all sitting there. It sounds like a nice morning everywhere, actually. Cool and clear in Whangarei, according to local talent. Which reminds me, folks, I should actually go through my emails. The ones that are heading east, the boats that are heading east, please let me know, and I will endeavour to make sure you all know who is doing that so that you can keep in touch with each other. I know there's been a couple of emails in, and I should be able to track back, but boy, there's a lot of emails to track back through. And I've been a little bit busy. So if you could just let me know again, and I will put you in touch with each other. We won't be here, of course. Those that need, well, and should, in fact, check in with Maritime Radio when they go across the water there. We always did that, regardless of what morning nets we were on. We always checked in with Maritime Radio in the evening. I like that because you can do it at any time. It's not a set date. But those that do want a set time, then you've got two options when we're away. You've got Northland Radio and Far North Radio, Annette and Peter. So there you have it. Plenty of opportunities to keep in touch. And, of course, the YIT is a good way to do it because everybody knows how to find your position on YIT, RCC and Maritime Radio and so on. All right, there's a question from Tika. I think this is today. Maybe it was from yesterday. For David, about that front on Wednesday. No, I think that must have been yesterday. I've scrolled up too far. All righty. Congratulations to Bravo, who are back in the water. Anybody else with anything, please call. Oh, you're going strong there, Leah. And yes, I've got your email in here, and I'm just going to ask David. Just stand by one. I will tell you, David, your email. They are currently between Bay de Carenage and Bay de Cowries. I don't know how to pronounce that. But anyway, they are anchored there under the hill at the suggestion of Richard Cheshire. Richard knows more than anybody else about things in Vanuatu, in New Caledonia. Actually, both of those, but certainly New Caledonia. Richard has been there for an awful long time, and he is the brains behind the cruising guide to New Caledonia, which if you are in the area, it is absolutely an essential item. Richard and Frederica have been around the area for a long time. So he's on a mooring in Bay de Carenage. That's where he scurries down when there's any activity in the air. They had 14 to 22 knots overnight, gusting 26, and at 5:30 this morning they had a 35 knot gust. That's from the northeast with a bit of easterly in it. They've had rain modest to light. All right, go ahead, over.
Thank you. My exposure is more to the northeast than to the east. David, could you offer us a few positions of closest approach and wind angle where we might see some more rocking to the east?
All right, he'll have a look at the weather here and certainly take note of what Richard has to say. Although you won't be going in your dinghy, but presumably you're on VHF. Richard certainly knows the spots there. David is just going to have another closer look at the weather. You are booming in now, by the way, so I guess we should just wait for the sun to rise a little bit more in the mornings. Stand by.
Well, from what I can see, looking at the French modeling, actually, whoops, hang on. The winds look like today. Let me make sure I have today on here. No, I don't. I've got the wrong day. Hang on. All right. Now, the winds, this is mostly the southern lagoon. The modeling is not accurate up close to shore. And the orographic effects are going to be quite significant there. But essentially, southeast winds today. The cyclone itself is going to be approaching, almost be on top of Umbea by later today, I would say. Let's see. Looks like probably by dinner time, a little bit later, is where it's going to be. The winds look like they're going to stay essentially southeast in the Noumea to Prony area. They'll be southwest further north. So I would have to look to see where Richard put you. But that's what it looks like at this point. Now, tomorrow the winds, it's really hard to call because we do have cyclonic winds, and it just depending upon the actual movement of the cyclone, that could alter, obviously, the wind direction, but it still looks like it's going to be anywhere from easterly to southeasterly in the Prony Noumea area. At that point, we'll go a little bit later in the day tomorrow. Things ease up considerably for you. So by Wednesday, it looks like everything is going to be in pretty good shape. The problem area, or the problem time, is going to be actually today. And let's see.
Speaking up, Wednesday.
Hold on. Yeah, today and tomorrow are the difficult days. Thursday, I may have misspoke. Thursday, it eases up quite dramatically. So you're not going to have to worry too much. The winds look like they'll be out of the northwest come Thursday. Oh, I see where they put you, all the way up there. Okay. Well, the models are never going to be accurate based upon your location. But those are the general winds. Did I confuse everything for you? Over.
No, that's Paul. Paul, this is my mom. That was Daniel. That's where I was going under that dome on the south side of the bay. And again, good afternoon. Of course, the wind strength, as you might have asked them up in the chat.
Wind strength. That's the nice wind
strength. Oh, the wind strength for the Noumea area is probably going to be in the 60 knot range. That's in the open water. Now, what you're going to get tucked up in there, I have no idea. I'll be interested to hear your report. But if you were in the Southern Lagoon today, probably up to 60 knots. Wednesday, it does ease 30 to 40 knots. Over.
Repeat.
Could you say again? Over.
I believe I heard you say that peak winds are more likely today, not this evening or tonight, but
today. Yeah, I think the winds again.
Yes, roger that. The peak winds are going to be today, Wednesday. There'll be some relief. Estimated Wednesday, 30 to 40 knots. Today, however, expect gusts to 60, 6-0 knots. Over.
Very good. And
yeah, one thing you are going to probably notice is that your chain might have lost a little bit of galvanizing. Way up there, you've got up on the hill, not too far away, you've got the copper operation, and hopefully they won't be dropping acid down into the carenage area. But if they do, it's not so great for the anchor chain. Alrighty. Richard will probably tell you all about that. We've got you up on the picture at the moment. So unfortunately, the Google Earth has got a cutoff point. We're not too far south of where you are, so it's not a great picture, but we can certainly see where you are. All right, clear with Leah. One more thing from David.
Yeah, this is for the yachts that are planning on leaving. You know, we're talking about the Saturday business, but just to add, there is another bit of a depression that's sliding across the Tasman next Tuesday, which is, what, the 16th, I guess it is. That may put a fly in the ointment. I thought I'd mention that. So don't hop up and down yet. Tomorrow I'll have more word on that. And certainly as we get closer to the weekend, we'll tie it down. But it could be a delay again because of that. But we'll see. We'll see how much model agreement that we get. Okay, that's it for me.
Well, it's not actually. Well, it's not quite it for me, because around about two have asked, and this was on the New Zealand News this morning, Cyclone Ella. Cyclone Ella forecast to hit Fiji this weekend, according to New Zealand News. Have you got any comments on that one? Well, he has. He's grabbing the microphone.
Oh, it's what I've been talking about. It's a very small tropical depression, and frankly, I'm not aware that they gave it a name. I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I've been looking through all of the sites, and they've given it a number, but haven't heard a name yet.
So, first up from Roundabout, eh?
I don't see the winds. So, the winds are up at tropical depression strength. And remember, in the South Pacific, things are a little bit different from the North. They start naming cyclones, they start calling them a cyclone when the winds get above gale force. That's 34 knots. That's a consistent 34 knots. And of course, you've got to have cyclonic rotation. And we do have that. We do have cyclonic rotation. But everything that I told you earlier about the wind, the heavy wind area heading towards the eastern Laos and then moving toward northwest of the Asawas, that is that storm. But again, they've given it a name. Okay.
Well, that probably says so.
I'll have to find out about that. So, well, this is a first. All right, thanks.
Yeah, Fiji are on the ball there. I guess they're a bit sensitive about things at the moment. Hey, good morning to you guys up in Honiara. That's good that you can hear us up there. So streaming works all over the show. And I think even Tiger over there in Seattle was listening. Probably pleased they weren't sitting waiting. All right, folks, is there anything else for Gold Harbor Radio? It's actually a sunnier here now, only about 30% cloud cover. So another glorious day. Anybody with anything? Oh, there was a couple there. I couldn't quite work it out. The male voice, go ahead.
Not here, not here.